Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Today's text is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we're reading verses 45 to 50.
David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him.
Our focus is on verse 47. The battle is the Lord's. This makes such a difference when we are up against it. David stood facing a 9-foot-tall, heavily armoured, undefeated Philistine champion. David stood in his everyday clothes with a sling and some pebbles, and with confidence in God. There was a spiritual dimension to the Philistine challenge, and David stood firm in the name of the Lord Almighty, and victory was secured. Whoever we are and whatever our position, life has its battles. As Christians, we have to recognize the spiritual dimension that can be involved. Yet how often we see things just from a human perspective and rely on our own wisdom and strength. In Ephesians, Paul writes that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Satan will use whatever means he can to discredit our Christian life. In Ephesians chapter 6, we are told twice in 3 verses to put on the full armour of God so that we can stand firm in the face of attack. No doubt we'll all face our Goliath experiences now and again, but it's the small things that can trip us up, so we need the Lord's help every day. Whatever battles we face, let's step forward boldly as we declare our trust in the Lord God Almighty. A prayer. Lord God, my trust is in you. Whatever challenges I face today, I ask for your help and protection, so that my witness for you is not compromised. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.